easy going.
Rory, Conference League this week, you were drawn to Magpies of Gibraltar. What do you think of that tie?
Aye, listen, it's logistically it's a good draw for the club and its supporters. And obviously we'll do our homework on them over the next week or two and make sure we're fully prepared going into it. At this level of competition, no game's ever straightforward, and we'll completely respect the opposition and do our homework and make sure that we do everything in our power to progress into the next round.
Of course, you have a few men on your team that know a wee bit about them, and Daniel Kelly and Pat Hogan. Would you be leaning on them for what they think of and how they see
it? No, we'll get to that point. But obviously, they've had a bit of a turnover in their playing staff and stuff like that. And hopefully, myself or Jared Boyle or someone from our football staff will get over and get eyes on them over the next 10 days to 2 weeks and make sure that we get our eyes on them and take it from there.
Of course, if you progress to the next round, it's FC Copenhagen. Big draw there, but you know, if you look back to your days of playing, go back to 2006, we were right off before we even went to play Gothenburg, and well, you know what happened there. We came away victors there, and it could be some of the same.
Well, obviously, we won't get ahead of ourselves. We've work to do in the first round, and which will be tough enough. But if we did manage to get through, I think Copenhagen's a level above anything that I've ever come across. Or they got to the last 16 of the Champions League last year. Some amazing results, and it's what you dream of, and it's what you want to be involved in. And, if we do manage to progress, then we'll look at that then and enjoy it. But we've so much work to do to get to that point.
Of course, young man left the club this week. He came in here under Declan Devine, worked brilliantly under Declan and yourself, and he's progressed him as a player. And Cameron McJanet, big loss to the team.
Aye, Cameron's been outstanding for the club over the 4 years or so that he's been here. Real good personality, developed so much as a player, can play in different roles, and loads of fond memories. The cup final will stand out in many people's eyes, but just his level of consistency over a long period of time. Declan signing him, absolutely outstanding signing from Declan, and he's progressed into a real top end player, and we wish him all the best. It was always his desire to go home at some point back to England, and we wish him all the best with that move.
Of course, with Cameron going, will there be replacements coming in, Rory, over the next few weeks? No, you have to strengthen the team going forward towards the end of the season.
Aye, well, listen, nothing's imminent. We'll probably, obviously, we're down a few bodies in the midfield department for the foreseeable future. So we'll probably try and add one in every department, and one in the defensive department, one midfield department, and one in the attacking department. So listen, we're working extremely hard in the background to make these things happen, and I'm quite confident that we can add quality and develop the squad further.
And of course, tomorrow you play Crusaders in a friendly. Is this a chance to give players who are coming back from injury a wee bit of time on the field, or players who are just not getting enough playing time at the moment?
No, well, you can look at it both ways. We need the lads who have been in the team, we need to keep them going. We need they've good momentum at the minute, and we need to keep them playing. So we'll mix it up. We'll share the minutes around, and hopefully we can put in a good performance. And be nice and professional and enjoy it.
Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Paddy.